Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? Hey, what's good? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Hey, it's Friday Night Live, and you know how I do it, E-Monster. Hey, I get y'all ready for the weekend with some hot conversation, some good music. I wish I could give y'all a drink, you dig, but it ain't going to work over the phone. My shit going to short out. So, hey, it is what it is, so don't forget, this show is interactive, you dig? You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I do have the Blog Talk chat room open if you're on that. Let's see, what else is going on? I got a lot of things to talk to y'all about. I got some nice interviews coming up with some people coming up out of Chicago. They got a reality show, and it's called Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect Chicago. So, hey, I'm definitely going to get into some of that stuff coming up. Let's see, I got some other events. I got the Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. Y'all might call it entertainment news. I don't know, but we're going to definitely get into everything tonight. So hit me up here in just a little bit. Let me know what's going on in your hood. It is 424-243-9649. All right, so right after this, we're going to get into this music, but I got a public service announcement. You dig?
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mump Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that bolt on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks. Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckle. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my play.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E.
Yo.
When you come to my place,
is ice. E-Monster, baby, don't need much. Time to set the vibe. Our OG push thing, no for putting it over time. GMF is calling girls that be getting hyphy. Come to my place and poke your light, use the wifey.
Yeah. That's what it do. Friday Night Live. Oh, wait. Hey, we about ready to get it in. So, hey, this next track that I'm going to play, you dig? I'm going to send this one out to the little homie. You dig? The little homie out in West Virginia, he going by the name of Zach. Hey, he always listens to the show when he can, and he also likes the pics, and he shares them with his friends, you dig? Even though, one time his mom even called in, matter of fact. So that's how much support he's putting out there. But even though I think he's still in high school, he'd probably be listening to us like we used to listen to our old parents' Dolemite and Red Fox albums. Ooh-wee, I hope she ain't listening because she's going to come in there and whoop his ass tonight. So, hey, Zach, before she come in there and whoop your ass, you dig? Hey, go ahead, get dressed up and dab it out. Here go your favorite artist, Amigos, with their new shit. Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live.
Bitch down. Ooh, bitch down. Bitch down. Ooh, down.
Look at my down.
Down.
Look at my down.
Bitch 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 down.
Get in there, get in there.
Get in there.
Get in there,
bitch down.
Get in there, 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 get in there,
bitch down.
Look at my down.
Down.
Look at my down.
Down.
Everybody saying down.
Down.
Trap niggas on the mouth.
Trap.
Trap niggas like the down.
Trap.
Trap niggas in the bowl. Trap niggas on the stove.
Hey.
Trap niggas worldwide.
Worldwide.
Play with the power, no eyes.
Dabbing going in the dictionary.
Damn.
First thing I did like Mary Mary. The bridge got wind like a tooth fairy. Pinky ring, yellow canary. Touchdown on the pack and I run it like Barry. Migo like Ed, Ed, and Ed. You mad about your homeboy that's better.
Damn.
Spray the chopper like I'm fed. Look at my dab.
Bitch.
Got me feeling like I'm foul.
Bitch, damn.
Look at my dab.
Bitch.
Spreading dab across the map.
Ooh.
I'm dabbing when I walk up in the trap.
Bitch,
I look
damn.
At the pattern like, get in there.
Get in there.
I play with the water, need swim well.
Swim.
Look at my dab. Get in there.
Get in there.
Look at my down.
Down.
Look at my down.
Bitch 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 down.
Get in there, get in there.
Get in there.
Get in there, get in there.
Bitch down.
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 Look at my down.
Get in there.
Get in there.
Get me dabbing, you're recession girl. Looking like I'm not from around here.
Nah.
Your nigga dabbing, not the atmosphere.
Damn.
You niggas still saying swag.
Still,
my niggas
still.
Who see that, we call it dab. Step out with a light up, I call it a jab. Hey. Michael Jordan, I'm perfecting my craft.
Oh.
I'm on the counter, counting up with my hands. Your nigga, I can show you how to do math. Sipping no drink and I pour with some money. My nigga not trying to remember my past. Don't come to my hood if you ain't got a pass.
No.
Eat at that deal, I look Winnie and crap.
Hey.
Mr. McMahon, I find you in your style.
Hey.
Watching you nigga dabbing made me laugh. Dabbing is a way of fashion. Cut like I'm taking McFadden. Call up pen like I'm taking Jamadden. She get a platinum plant for all this dab. You niggas should get a Grammy where you actin'. Enough of that swag, I put it in the casket. Look at my dab, you'll be dropping her panties. Off a fantastic immaculate dabbing. Stay off my grass, come and take a fanny.
Down.
Look at my down.
Bitch 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 down.
Get in there, get in there.
Get in there.
Get in there, get in there.
Bitch down.
Get in there, get in there.
Bitch down.
Get in there, get in there.
Bitch
my dial.
So now niggas dabbing. Before it was swagging. Niggas thinking that it's just a dance. When dabbing is a way of fashion. See, I'm trying to teach y'all the rules and regulations.
Yeah, that's what's up. I hope I didn't get Zach a whooping. Now I feel like a snitch up in this motherfucker. So, hey, you can request some music that you want to hear. Like I said, it is interactive. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Everything is / Monstrous Radio or E-Monster. You dig? So, all right, somebody hit me up. They put in a request, but they talking about, hey, my Facebook hubby. What the fuck? I don't know you like that. Have you ever had a Facebook wifey or hubby? You dig? I had me a Facebook wifey before. Hell yeah, it was all good, you dig? I'm talking about the type of person you probably ain't never met before, but y'all say hello every morning, you dig? Make sure you're having a good day, you feel down, they pick you up, you dig? Oh, good, it was so sweet, because she fucked around and got married in real life. Ain't that a bitch? I see either one of them public, I'm going to beat both their ass. It is what it is. Don't laugh at me, y'all. Pray for me. It's all right. This is Trill Will. E-Monster, I might have fell off, but I'm going to bounce back. You dig? Check it out. Some of the hottest upcomers in the world.
Said this and they said that. Said this and they said that. But Trill Will going to stay fat. But Trill Will going to stay fat. I feel love and I bounce back.
You don't know my pain. You don't know my dad was gone. Smoking cash for hell. You know not nothing. Not a meet up for some pain. Then how you quit to judge? Like I'm the one to blame. Oh my, I was on my hustle. Cause a nigga gotta eat. Keep a roof over my head. Leave the shoes on my feet. Oh my, I done ran the street. Drug charge I had to beat. Try to throw me in the pen. Try to set me in that seat. Oh my, I done took a loss. Get the doubt is what it costs. Homie, you talk a good game. You will never be a boss. You gotta crawl before you walk. You gotta think before you talk. Homie, you done got rich and went broke. That ain't my fault. I feel love and I bounce back. 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 I feel love and I bounce back.
I'm doing good, and I ain't even blow jack, but a nigga out the hood, and I'ma stay getting money like a real nigga should, cause a nigga hood rich, let's make that understood, and I represent the struggle for my brothers on lock, and I represent the struggle for my soldiers on the block, let your chain swing and hang, pull it loaded with the Glock, and before I get the star, I was taught to sling them off. Hustle hard like a rent too. Look all the shit I've been through. Get money what I'm into. Fuck him, fuck you. Got my own grind, got my own shine. About to blow on my own time. Self-made and I'm self-signed. I spit the truth on every line. I feel love and I bounce back. 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 I feel love and I bounce back.
I sold, I sold, I sold, I sold.
when I bounce back.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'm in the studio juking like a motherfucker. My bad. I fell out, but I'm going to bounce back. That's real real, y'all. You can hear some of the hottest upcoming music in the world. I got another hot artist I'm about to play for y'all named Lil George. Let me find his music right quick. So I just want to send a big shout-out to the ECMD whole radio network. Let's see. Ooh, Nerd DJs, Kermit Henderson, Kevo the Plug. Let's see, who else? I am the Hulk MC. I believe his name is exactly S dot, not S dot, it's dot. I'm going to get dot thing for you. Let's see, a couple other cats, because, hey, they help keep the radio alive. They making it do what it do. And, oh, shit, here go Cali Girl. Hold on. No, I'm going to play this Lil George. Then we're going to come back, open up with Cali Girl. I see you, Miss LBC. We want to know what's the weather like. But until then, we going to bump a little something like this.
Ha yeah. Turn up. My city so red. Yeah, I got the song.
Monstrous radio.
My city is so dread. Yeah. Yeah.
Turn
up. I got the sauce. I got the sauce. My daddy a boss. My mama a boss.
Turn up.
So I got the sauce. I got the sauce.
Turn up.
I got the
man,
sauce.
Man, we want it all.
Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make a withdrawal.
Draw.
I got the sauce. My mama a boss. My daddy a boss. So I got the sauce. They told me once. A lazy nigga. Get nothing at all. I need it all. Unlimited. White diamonds, no flaws. Shout out to y'all. Supporting it all. Straight walking, no crawl. You say you getting it. Boy, I don't really see it. I must need some binoculars. Whole fit sauce with glyph gloves, aka Rest Gravity Sanders. Who behind this? Who behind 10? Lil George, he the new young monster. Play it crazy, I can do what I want. Here, Benny Hunters in pajamas.
Turn up.
I got the sauce.
I got the sauce.
My daddy a boss, my mama a boss, so I got the sauce. My brother a boss, my nigga a boss. Man, we want it all. Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make a withdrawal. I got the sauce. Designer my drawers. She taking them off. She know I'm the man of my city, U.S. Why she messing with George? I'm only 16 and you ain't messing with me. These loops, they fit me. Ain't even 20, but man, I keep me some hundreds and fifties. Come count it with me. Must I repeat? I'm the man. All I need is a key to the city.
Turn up.
I got the sauce. I got the sauce. My daddy a boss. My mama a boss. So I got the sauce. My brother a boss. My nigga a boss. Man, we want it all. Yeah, we want it all. How much do it cost? I'll make a withdrawal. There's under my drawers. I'm dipping this sauce. Dipping this sauce. There's none of my drawers. I'm dipping this sauce.
Sauce. Ranch. Sauce. Dipping this sauce.
You are now listening to Monstrous Radio Live, Friday Night Live with E-Monster. Okay. So that's what it do. That's what it is. Friday Night Live. E-Monster. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with Miss Cali Girl, Miss LBC. You dig? But you know how it is. She got thugging and bugging daycare, and she said we out the same house. So, you know, I can't just walk down her block. Oh, hell no. Them little, she got the thugging and bugging daycare. Hey, she don't give a fuck what set they claiming. She will babysit your motherfucking kids. You dig? I'm just saying, she got babies that be banging Huggies. She got babies that be banging Pampers. And they will cut you for the Similac. So I got to do my bird call. So Cali Girl will come to the screen, though, and tell them little kids to back up and let me through. You dig? So don't laugh, y'all. It is what it is. LBC, Cali Girl, is you at the crib? Hello. Ka-call. Ka-call.
Good.
What's good, Miss Cali girl, Cali, as the game called you.
Yeah, just chilling. Just got home from work.
Okay, that's what's up. So, hey, you know, we used to have a weatherman. You was here when he was here. You know he don't take food stamps no more, and that's why when either one of us catch him, we going to bust his ass. But what's the weather like in the LBC right now?
Last time I checked was 95.
Ooh-wee. Okay, that's what's up. Y'all still got them forest fires out there?
None that broke out recently, no.
No. You don't sound too sharp. Okay. At least it ain't burning in your area.
You know what?
That's a good thing when you don't really know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to recover from Wednesday when Long Beach got to 103 degrees. The weatherman said it was only going to be 95. Motherfucker lied. It hit 103 by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
See, I'm going to tell you something, Callie. See, that's why you be in bad relationships. Everybody know you can't trust no weatherman.
Hell, you don't know what the fuck going on.
You can't
You shouldn't get the shit right.
No. That's just for entertainment to pass time between sports and some motherfucking daily drama. You dig? That's what the weather's for. You might as well just go outside, stick your head out the motherfucking window, yell hello, and check the weather for your damn self. You dig? I'm just saying,
exactly.
I don't trust no weather, man. That's like trusting a crackhead. You dig? No, I don't want to buy no VCR already in the box wrapped up with tape. You ain't selling me no brick. Fuck no. I'm just saying.
Yes.
My bad.
And my house is 10 times hotter. So it's like I have not slept very well. Nothing. I have to wait till Jordan go to bed so that I can sleep naked. He go to his room, I'm like, don't come out to that living room. Stay out of my living room because that's where all the fans is. Don't come in here.
That's what's up. And, hey, I'm about to spin some music when we come back. We're going to do the who fucking who and who's getting fat. Because I sure was going to say, yeah, but when it's that hot, it's good to get naked and go to sleep naked. You dig? So that's what's up. Okay, I salute you and your glass.
We don't need to
spend
no music.
A little bit of yak in it. I got to get to it, you dig? I got some promo I got to put out there, you dig? This right here go perfect when you're too hot and you got to get butt naked and lay on the bed and lay in front of the fan. Matter of fact, you can sing into the fan, make your own fake-ass T-Pain auto-tune as this motherfucker's playing. You dig?
Hell yeah.
So check it out. A lot of these young cats be talking about how they like to listen to the old-school rapper. They like the old-school hip-hop. Well, guess what? Hip-hop is listening. Some of the old-schoolers are coming back out with some new shit. You dig? I'm just saying. Check this out. Guess who's back, y'all? I shouldn't say who's back because they never left. Check it out. This is the new Do or Die, Love in the Sky, right here, Monsters Radio. And all I can say is, woo-hoo-wee!
Yeah. Want to take you in the sky, make love to you. Want to take you in the sky, make love to you.
Girl, I got a bad figure body. Fire Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You look good, then a motherfucker. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Got the thicker than the beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor. Got a rock star waist. Let me put you in position. Say the kiss to your body, cause I can almost race it. Erotic, exotic faces. Climax, while we changing spaces. Bottles for aces. Running down your body so I lick and taste it. She fucks in different places. In the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got her open for anything, cause we the perfect thing. She off the record. That's metal. The pussy get better when it's always wet. She's super soaking. Butter cheddar. Head game forever. Abracadabra.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know. It's hard for me to bring you down and let you go.
Girl, we can get into it like some animals. We can just do it like a motherfucking ball.
Found a man then fall to the holder. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac, as a film from the old school. Sold a bitch a roller. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got dreams. I'ma hit it, get it good. While I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow, rolling on vitamins, sex or craze. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When the brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, hit it west flow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they call their friends. Everybody came to party, so we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two bitches right in back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the wood, naturally. Holler back, on your things, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know. It's hard for me to bring you down and let you go.
Girl, we can get into it like some animals.
Projects, saw me on them corners, knew that I was back, yeah. First day of school, yeah, I had them daddy sneakers. It was fun and games until I got my working people. Started with a box Chevy, now it's all Mercedes. Dreaming about a Rolex till I went and got an apron. She my baby boss, so we going mink for mink. We ride coupe for coupe, then off the biggest thing. Young mastermind, move 100 in a week. Making love to a G is fucking on the sink. Buckets of them black bottles, so we sipping pink. In the corner with them thugs, heavy Cuban link.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know. It's hard for me to
name that girl
and let you go.
Yeah, Callie. I bet you like yeah. that now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Get hot, put some of that now. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That's that new Do or Die, y'all. Big shout out to AK, Nard, and B-Lo. Hey, I was just talking to them on a conference call last week, and hey, they're really doing some big things, y'all. They got a lot of stuff coming up. So, hey, make sure y'all hit them up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. They're conversating with people. So on and so forth. So, hey, make sure you get involved in what we got going on. So, I'm about to get into this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me give me some background music, Callie. Hey, is there any events going on out there in Cali that you can think of that's going down this weekend? Hello.
Actually, I actually do know something that's going down this weekend for once.
Oh, shit, god damn, you're going to get an award, like a Grammy, talking about the best, the first time you ever did everything. No, I'm just playing. What's going on?
Okay, we have the Lobster Festival going on at Rainbow downtown at the Pike. And we have a concert at the Queen Mary. We got Second to None, Ice Cube,
Ooh.
And a couple other people. I forgot who the other two
okay.
were. But it's
okay,
supposed to be really
up.
Good. And actually, who's supposed to go? One of the babysitters that comes and picks up the kids from school, she's going tomorrow. So I'll find out exactly how it went down, who was all there besides Second to None and Ice Cube. I know it's somebody else, too. I just can't think.
That's what's up. That's what's up. They're probably doing stuff to promote that Straight out of Compton. And, hey, everybody out there, please go out and see that movie. It's getting great reviews everywhere, at least that I see. I don't really watch TV, so I don't know what they're saying. But, you know, whether it be on all social networks, I haven't seen not one, you know, bad review. I heard somebody who actually knows these guys up close that I know, somebody that's really close within the circle. I used to, you know, make songs with Tupac, things like that. You know, he says, you know, it's a nice movie, you dig, but there's some real stuff that they left out. But still, you dig, go out
and
support
the
movie.
And don't bootleg it either.
Right. Support independent artists. Films, all that. I don't want to say support, just say support black movies, you dig? Because I want you to support every movie if it's good. You know what I mean? But, hey, show support to Ice Cube and the rest of the squad, Dre, all them. You know what I mean? And make this movie a big success. Because, hey, it's going to stimulate the economy. They're going to want to make other hip-hop movies. They're going to want to use music for these soundtracks and all kinds of things like that. So yeah, you get a chance to go out there and check out the movie Straight Outta Compton. The soundtrack is hot. I heard it. I'm just saying. It's hot. You heard it, Callie?
Yep. Yes,
and there it is. She sure got a lot to say tonight. But I see you, Jay Dirty. We're going to get to you in just a moment, bro. I'm about to get into this.
Yes, Jay Dirty.
Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? Get it? So, hey, if you ever want to know what I'm talking about, you can also connect with me on my Facebook page. I always post it up. So if you want to, you can read what I'm going to talk about and call in and give you a comment. You dig? So it's not just popped up on you like right now. There's probably people on the line going, I don't know anything about that. Well, guess what? I'm about to tell your motherfucking ass what's going on. So, all right, let's check it out. This right here is what it says. It says, they're calling Drake. You know, they say he's a great rapper and everything, but they saying he's Serena's bad luck charm. As anybody knows, as everybody knows, you dig, Drake and Serena has been dating and everything. But this is what they're saying. They're saying Drake is the new Jessica Simpson. Damn. Because he showed up Friday to watch his girlfriend, Serena Williams, in the U.S. Open, and she lost. Williams was on the road to making history as the only sixth player ever to win all four Grand Slams in a year. But that dream got declined by Roberta Vinci, who beat Williams in three sets. Drake was there to cheer her on to victory the first time he watched her there. To be fair, they're saying that I guess he watched the two on Wimbledon. Man, I ain't finna try to read all this shit. Y'all know what they saying. They saying, damn, Drake is a motherfucking bad charm because Serena lost. What you think? You think it made a difference?
Yeah, because she's good as hell.
And so you think him being there is the reason why she lost?
I think so. Because he's just bad luck, period.
That's fucked up. It is what it is. I only think he's a bad luck. I don't think it's because he was there. You dig? Now, it might be because he was popping that ass the night before. You dig? All you sports fans out there, sports players know what I'm talking about. That could be it. But I don't know about him just being there. You dig? I'm just saying. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. Hold on. Where the hell my background music go to? Where that? There we go.
We're going to talk about Chris Brown?
Check it out. You want to talk about it? That's right where I was going. With his joint custody of royalty. Go ahead. You got it?
Yes. I got it. To sum it all up in five words, he won. He got 50% custody of his child, which is good because from what I've seen, he was doing right by his little girl. And then his baby mama wanted to get $15,000 a month in child support. She didn't get that. She got only going to get exactly what he's been paying, $2,500. And she cannot bash Chris Brown on any social media anymore. I am glad because that's what happens when you get greedy. You understand what I'm saying? I understand that little girl's only maybe, I don't know how old she is. But come on, if he's paying $2,500 a month for child support and want to be in his child's life, let him do that. Stop using your child as a damn pawn to get back down to these men. If you didn't want a child, don't open your motherfucking legs. And I'm happy for Chris Brown. Congratulations. You doing right.
Okay, well, you feeling some kind of way.
I am, because you know what, whether he's a celebrity or a non-celebrity in general, I'm tired of women, and men can do it too, that uses their child against because they're bitter because they moved on.
Right, okay.
Get over it. Stop laying down with men and having these babies thinking that's going to keep a man, because it sure the hell ain't going to keep a man.
God damn. You tell him, tell
just
him.
Just be happy.
Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If they want to be part of the child's life, let them be part of the child's life. If they want to buy a child support, because if you really think technically, all by law is the dad is supposed to pay child support. That's it. Whether they see the child or not, if they buy anything beyond what they pay a month in child support, that is considered a gift. be thankful that they want to be. Stop using your child as a pawn. Get off your lazy ass and get a motherfucking job.
Ooh.
It goes both ways. Men can do the same thing and women can do the same thing.
Hold on now. You're going too far. God damn. You're just ranting on now because I can tell
you're
feeling
okay,
some kind
of way.
Okay,
let's go on. Let's bring
Jay
over here.
Because you said you was only going to say five words. That
what
was
five
more
words?
Than five words.
Well, I know it's Friday Night Live, so please forgive me for going on. It's not meant Father's Day, but blog
talk over here and talk
messed
to,
up. Yeah, let's talk to Jay Dirty.
Let's go. Don't blame it on other people. We talking about you right now. But let's bring it back to life, back to reality, and bring it back in with Jay Dirty. What's good, bro? As you can see, Callie I don't know. She's like a rattlesnake in a motherfucking sock right now. I don't know what's going on with her, but what's going on with you, my brother? Hello. Uh-oh, you're breaking up.
You hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I got you. Yeah.
You got me now, man.
Yep, I got you. Oh, shit, blog talk's fucking up because it don't even say your mic's on. Here we go with that again.
I just want to say this, bro. Me and you think exactly alike because the whole damn time she was talking, dog, I was thinking that's way more than five words and she's so dumb.
Does Kelly girl ever say more than five words? No.
Only if we ask you a question, you'd be like,
boy,
yes.
That shit did.
No, I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Best answer to any question is I don't know. What the fuck? That's the best answer to anything.
That's why you don't have me answer Monster's Radio anymore.
Hell no. And you see that post I put out, everybody's laughing their ass off at that shit. The one with Caitlyn.
It was funny as hell.
My bad. The Kardashians.
That was funny. I thought it was funny.
Me. But you want to hear something that's funnier, though? It's so bad. I try not to pick on people, especially celebrities, because, you know, they ain't going to come on the show. But they got to understand, this is what we do to bring attention to you motherfuckers. I'm just saying, have you noticed everybody paying attention to how Bruce Jenner turned into Kate and all that type of shit, but nobody's paying attention to, did Kate kill Bruce so he ain't got to go to court over that motherfucking trial with the crash? Because he up for, involuntary murder type shit. And all that's Bruce Jenner, and all of a sudden he turned into Kate. I think he's trying to dodge the law or set a precedent for when he gets to jail. I don't know. Look, y'all.
Man, fuck all
that
people.
That's just some
people,
weird
though.
Shit to
me. Fuck all that, though. Yeah, fuck all that, though. All them goddamn people got all that money, and they mad because they fuck. No, man. You ain't going to be doing all that damn complaining and hooping and hollering and goddamn crying when you got all that money, bitch. Fuck you and your problems, pimpin'. If you couldn't handle it, give me the goddamn
right.
money. Then I'll stay out of the way of the fucker.
He's just dressing up trying to dodge the law. They looking for a man, so he dressed up as a woman. I'm just saying. But anyways, we supposed to be talking about some shit going on. You know what I mean? Over the weekend, let's see, what's going on in the Twin Cities over this weekend? Let's see, I know Silent Flows and them, Us Before Me, they always get it in down at the Red Sea. So if you're in the Twin Cities, make sure y'all go to Red Sea, show them some love. They got some hot entertainment over there. Sometimes they have performances. It's usually just about the party, but the performances, don't be thugging and bugging and all that other shit. You dig? It's all about toasting up and having a good time. So make sure y'all make it to the Red Sea. Who else is popping? See, Rise Lounge is usually popping. Let's see, what's popping? I don't party in Brooklyn Center because you know what that is. That's the new North Side. It is what it is. Much love to the real North Side. Let's see, what else is popping? I don't know. But, hey, we're going to figure it out. But, hey, next week, starting on Friday.
A party at
E
Monster's house.
Coming up. Ain't that a bitch? You better not show up at my house. I will brick the fuck out of you. We got some people. That they got a reality show. You dig? It's called Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. You dig? They did their own reality show. So, hey, it's like an independent producer. He's coming up. He produced some other things, but this is his first reality show. You dig? And we're getting real involved with it. They're going to come on the show. They're going to do some interviews. And after every time that their show airs, Your Dig It show airs on Sunday nights. I'm going to get the day that it previews, the first night that it's on. They're going to come, the star from that episode is going to come on the show on Monday night so people can call in and ask him questions. You know, we're going to talk about what went on that show. Now, dude said when he first started it, he wasn't expecting no drama. It's just supposed to, you know, these are people in the music industry. You dig? So he said, but by the end of it, it was so much drama. Two of the girls that started out, they started out as friends. Matter of fact, one brought the other one in. But by the end of it, they don't really talk too much. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, some of the cast members is named Tristan. Tristan. Let's see, who else they got? They got Mia Boss. They got Brandon. They got Ice Mike. They got Darius. They got Sherry. I'm telling y'all, it's going to go down. It's going to get wild. It's going to get crazy. So, hey, stay tuned. Let's see. Yeah, a lot of things going on. I'm just saying. So, hey, stay with us. But, hey, who knows? We might be able to, if we can help get this thing big, I'm trying to get them where they come to the Twin Cities and do the same thing in the Twin Cities. Who knows? Maybe we can connect with y'all while we on the air. You dig? Who knows? After that, we might be able to do one down there with Jay Dirty at. We don't do no where Callie at because she don't come out the house. You dig? She's too busy inside smoking weed out the back window. You still there, bro?
Oh, shit. I thought I thought I had fucked around, muted my damn phone. Thank you, man.
It's all right.
Hey. Nah, I don't do no fucking reality TV shows. I'm just flabbergasted that that damn show's called Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect, and you got people in drama not talking to each other at the end of it. That's just funny to me. Mm-hmm. But I ain't going to down your hustle. Hey, brother, hey, I'm going to shut up. Isn't it? That's what you doing. I respect for it. Hey, fuck my opinion. Who
Hey. No, it's all good because, hey, to me, all promo is good promo because, hey, there might be other people that feel the same way you do. You did? Shit, that might be the reason why somebody might tune in.
He might be right. It might not be a good show.
You did?
And I like
I'm
Chicago. I love mm-hmm. I love up there in Chicago, bro. Like, the real motherfuckers in Chicago, dog, yeah, but they wouldn't be
uh-huh.
caught dead on no shit like that, dog. I like the old school Chicago, dog. You know, I like when that shit was really real. You know what I'm talking about? The motherfuckers had sense. Like, I fuck with Chicago, dog. Like,
right.
they don't operate like a lot of the other, you know, cities and towns. You know, Chicago real.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like it up
right.
there, but... You know, I think that reality show thing, that can be kind of a bad look, though, if it's called dead and they got all that damn drama going. That, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
man. But, hey, that ain't my business. That's Chicago thing. I'm enjoying them. Let them do what they do. Yeah, man.
Right. Well, hey, it's Chicago raw. I'm telling y'all, it's raw. Like a good example, I seen a little clip of it, right? And let's see, who was it? Was it Mia Boss? I believe it was her. She was talking about she was coming from somewhere, you dig? And she was like saying that, you know, this dude, like, and chicks fronted on her. Like, you better watch where the fuck you going. And she was saying, she was minding her business. She was like, what the fuck you mean, you dig? And it escalated to the point where she was like, well, the girl took off her glasses and got out the car, you dig? She got out in front of the car and like I wasn't going to run her over. Yeah, I ran her over. You dig? So, hey, I got to check it out. You dig? I really don't watch too much reality shows, but this shit is definitely interesting to me. You dig? So, hey, I'm going to let y'all know when it's coming up here in just a little bit. But let's see. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that's popping out there in the world, like any new movies out, any new CDs, anything else like that you guys can think of?
The Perfect Guy's out.
People can do over the weekend. The what?
Go see The Perfect Guy.
Gosh. You know what? Stop. Who's in it? First of all, who's in it?
Morris Chestnut. And I forgot the other lady's name. No, but it's about a woman who I think, I'm not really too for sure, but I know the woman's dating another man and the other man becomes possessive.
Fuck me, man.
It's supposed to be like a suspense.
I
don't
know.
I don't
want to
see it.
God damn,
yeah.
dog. Let me
see.
Shout
see,
out.
See.
Oh, and
first,
then the Maze Runner's out.
See, I was about to say, I don't want to endorse it because when they put out movies called A Perfect Man, it's going to fuck up a lot of people in their relationship because y'all women going to go think that shit's for real.
That shit is
man,
not
who you
real.
Telling? Yeah, bro, for real though. Like, bitches are listening to every damn body and everything else about a relationship, but they don't fucking mind. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, but it's not about the part. It's not about a relationship. He becomes like, I think they break up or whatever, and he stalks her, and she starts dating more Chestnut.
That sucker shit too. Fuck all that. What's going on? I can't even stand hearing shit like that. Kelly girl, you dead as fuck on that one, dog. You should have goddamn knew better than to bring that shit up when I'm on here. Fuck that situation over there, dog.
Well, those of you out there that like more Chestnut, because like, I got a cousin, she's probably going to cuss me out. I'm like, well, it is what it is. So, hey, some of y'all out there, y'all want to go see more Chestnut become somebody's boyfriend, her ex-man stalk her under the bed and shit. I seen the commercial. Yeah, I seen the commercial. let's go check that out. It's out this weekend. Boy. Hey, support them brothers, because, hey, when you support their movie, they get paid more money. I'm just saying. Hey, you need something to do anyway. Yeah. I'm saying ain't nobody trying to sit in the house all the time. You know what I mean? Go out, catch a movie, get you a shot. Go to the liquor store, come home and drink a shot. You dig? But get your ass out of the house, do something. You dig? Play some music, play some God. I don't give a fuck if you play by yourself. It's called solitaire. Who gives a damn? Or invite another couple over. Do something.
Play some butt naked Uno. Whatever, you know. Hey, whatever.
Yeah,
butt
naked Domino.
They don't know about that, man. The butt naked game. That's old school shit, though.
Okay. Why you listen to them? Why you do them butt naked game songs on Monsters Radio with Wednesday? We going to set the mood. I'm going to say, it is what it is. My bad. I don't think I got, do I got more music I got to spend? Because there's some people, you dig, I got to promote. You know, I be on these conference calls with these big people. Yeah, I'll be telling them I'm going to spend their shit, so I got to make sure I spend it. I think we got a couple more minutes. Yeah, we do. We got a couple more minutes before I got one more track to spend by a dude named Casino Roulette. It's a nice track coming up here in just a little bit. So, all right, let's see. Let me see if I can find. This here's something on the entertainment news. Did y'all hear about the one where Rihanna? She had an insane throwback block party during the New York Fashion Week. So everybody's like, nope. She had a great big old party, a pre-party for the New York Fashion Week. It went down. She had her boyfriend. He was there by her hip. He was right where he wanted her. Right where she wanted him, and when he got off the stage, which is right back by her hip, you know, a lot of celebrities turned out and everything. So, you know, that's just some more shit in the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. But let me find this other stuff. Let's see. Also, they got, I guess, Wyclef Jean. He going to sing the Haitian national anthem at the Floyd Mayweather Andre Berto fight. You dig? So they going to get a little taste of the Fugees. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. All right. Well, I know it says the Hustle of Loyalty Respect Chicago season premiere is 9/20/2015 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's on the HLR on YouTube channel. Let's see. You can definitely go to my page and click up with them on that right there. Make sure y'all stay tuned because, hey, they might be playing some of my music in one of their episodes. So, hey, stay tuned for that. We can definitely talk about that later. Matter of fact, I might try to get some people to call in when they interview. I'm like, hey, can you put some D-Monster music in there? It is what it is. You got to learn how to work yourself. So, anything else y'all want to talk about? I don't know. Maybe it could be something
football's
that we did
back.
Earlier this week. You said what? Football's back.
Football's back.
I don't know why you talking about it with your punk-ass Saints.
And your punk-ass Vikings.
At least whatever, you better watch what you say. Get your ass muted. It is what it is.
Nothing new.
So we gonna make bet. What we gonna bet this year? Did I lose the last time?
Yeah.
Last time we bet. Damn, I did. Never mind. We ain't betting shit. let's see. What you want to say? It's weird to hear a woman talk. Want to bring up some football?
Yep. Football for now.
And there it is. That's all she got. Ain't that a bitch? All right, man. I'm going to get into this song.
I
want to
bet
this dude's
what you
want to
bet.
Casino. I ain't betting you nothing. I lost last time. Fuck that. Nick, you know what? Yeah, we're going to talk about it when we come back. If I Want to Bet You, we'll see. And we're going to ask Jay Dirty, do he got a favorite team? I doubt it.
He don't like
we sure enough going to ask him. Check it out. This is Casino Roulette. It's called What If. It's something a little sexy, something you play in the late night on a Friday, which is really Saturday morning. You dig? So this is some old school type lyric type shit where you just ask her, look, baby, what if?
What's up, baby? I got a couple questions for you. Like, what if? I mean, I just been sitting around thinking, like, tomorrow ain't promised, and me this today. But I need to know what if all this taken away, could I depend on you? I mean, I believe I can. I think I can. But what if?
What if I told you that a had a thing for you? What if I told you that a nigga had a ring for you? Would that make you feel something like you're kind of special? They can front all they want, but it don't get no better. What if they told you I was with a chick? Would you believe it? You got to know that them want to see you with me. What if a nigga had nothing, nothing? Would you still say you love me, love me? What if you had to make a few moves, hit the slab, make a grab? You know how I do. What if I had to catch a flight tonight? Would you call me on the phone or would you hit me on Skype?
What else?
You got to know the life I'm living ain't right. But I wouldn't trade for nothing, cause shawty, I paid the price. Late night moonlights when I shake the dice. If you with me, best believe you do what you like.
When the lights go down, down, down.
Just to be with me. If I was broke with you alone, just to say you're mine. Say you wanna be happy, well, baby, so do I. What if I said I wanna kick it? Would you pick me up? When I was down, would you be my luck? What if the world was against me? Would you hold me down? When I needed a friend, would you be around? Pretty face, nice shape, know the s on you. So fly, keep me high like my arm worm. Inhale, exhale, let a n. I can show you the world, shout it, just
me. The mic go down.
Yeah, that's what that Casino Roulette. Can you hear me, Callie?
Yes.
Damn it, because Blog Talk is sure enough messing up. Now, I don't know if Jay Dirty got out of here because he didn't want to tell us who his favorite team might be, but he gone. But I think it's the system because it won't even let me mute my mic. It leaves my mic open, so you have to excuse if there's a little bit of static there. I'm definitely going to get at my ass tonight. You dig? So, all right, yes. We're almost at the end of the show. Anything you want to promote, whether it be an artist or anything else like that, anything you want to put out there, make sure people think about on a Friday night, just say go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, go check out Jare at Jare Music, J-A-R-A-Y-M-U-S-I-C. I had a brain fart. Yes, and you can find him, just put in Dre Music, and you can find him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, wherever, you'll find him.
Mm-hmm.
And SoundCloud also, you can hear all his music. And also check out monstersradio.com to go back and listen to everything that's being played.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I got it right. Not even a bitch, if I got it wrong.
Yeah, you know I would have got your ass. So, all right, let's see, anything else? Any shout outs?
Shout out to you, to Jay Dirty. And that's it. That's all who showed up. Okay. That's all who gets a shout out.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to give a shout out to Jazzy B because, hey, I know she's listening on her phone or online right now. So that's what it do. You can still hear me,
Jazzy? Shout out to her, too. Yes, I can
okay.
hear you.
All right.
Can you still hear
right,
me?
This yeah, this machine's over
well,
here doing whatever
you want
to do.
Stop using your damn Walmart prepaid phone and you'll be cool.
Oh, shit. You got me. All right. It is what it is. I'm going to do my shout out to get up out of here before I have to put my hands on Cali Girl. For talking shit. You dig? So, all right, if you like the show, if you like the post, I appreciate it. You dig? If you share them, then I got love for you. You dig? You feel me? Man, I've got to stop saying that so much. But it's Friday Night Live. Like I said, hey, get out the house. You dig? You worked all week. You got to do something. Even if you just go over to a family member's house just for an hour or something. You dig? Bring a drink. But don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. Because I need your ass for the ratings come Monday. You dig? So, all right, it is what it is. This right here is a little bit of raga music on my way up out here with some hip-hop influence. Well, wait, is that the right one? This ain't even the right one. But, hey, check it out. This still bumps anyway. Monstrous Radio. Whoa. Do your
thing. Yaga, 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 yeah. Yaga, 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 yaga. Passing me soda and me daga. Who want the dance and to stop? Police, who now have to see herbs a shop? Police, who kill the youth from the block? Police, them now have to hear truth. Muslims pop. Who want to see herbs and drive? Police, are the easiest man to drive. Police, them now have to see get to survive. Police, as we see them, get a youth.
Why people say the world might not like this. I guarantee you never seen nothing like this. Granddad from Trenchtown, I had to write this. And to the critics, I don't care if it's a hit or miss. Okay, okay, back smoking my slip. And I'm back all of my grind. Need no backup if you act up, you get smacked up on time. I be all about peace, but these cold streets make a real beast. Wanna unleash no grass jungle, this concrete. R.I.P. to Stack V. Brothers die like every day. Single mothers get underpaid. While the big heads count all the cash. Sipping Hennessy under the shade. Damn, I feel like sometimes I should disappear or fade away. No jump shot, black so hot. I wonder who got locked up today. Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. We the majority, never been a minority. Sorrow covered the city committee, seek to destroy your king. My crown long, 24K strong. 40 nights that I prayed, 40 brothers in graves. Holy hell, the cross I bear. Forgive me, Lord. Okay, then I'm there. All about that moon, all about that mic. Everything I'm about. You ain't about that lie. Live with a serial killer, my nigga. These niggas is real, no million for millions. Many have tried to kill me, but I am protected. So really, you niggas should fear me. I do not care about none of your scares, cause I am willing and fully prepared. I am a boss, so you took a loss, because my committee is fully aware. This one.
Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. Mister, this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. Now this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. We say this one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy. This one goes out to my enemy. And this one goes out to my frenemy.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.